West African College of Surgeons and Chairman of the occasion, the Honorable Ministers of State, distinguished leaders of the West African College of Surgeons and sister colleges, representatives of the West African Health Organization, health agencies, universities and training institutions, members of the diplomatic corps, religious and traditional leaders, distinguished guests, fellows, members, and trainees of the college, ladies and gentlemen. Let me thank you very much for the honor done me. And I wonder if I actually deserve to be a fellow of surgeons. There's this tradition where increasingly when your wife is giving birth, you are invited to attend on the birth. It just happened that my wife, for all our children, had to go through cesarean sections. As soon as the surgeon takes the knife and starts cutting her stomach, I run out of the operating theater. So I wonder whether I really deserve this gown I'm wearing. And let me commend you for the profession that you have chosen. You've saved many lives, and may God richly bless you. It's a great honor and privilege for me to join you at the opening ceremony of the West African College of Surgeons 65th Annual Conference. On behalf of the people and government of Ghana, I wish to warmly welcome all delegates from across West Africa, from the wider African continent, and from other parts of the world. Ghana is pleased to have you and to host this important gathering. When the college last convened in Ghana in 2014, I had the privilege of participating as head of state. Today, as we gather here in Accra, this conference addresses a professional community that transcends national borders. It reflects our shared regional aspirations and the enduring partnerships we continue to build with colleagues and institutions across the world. Mr. President of the college, I'm deeply grateful for the honor you've conferred on me by naming me as Grand Patron of this conference and admitting me as an honorary fellow of this distinguished institution. I accept these recognitions on behalf of all the people of Ghana with humility and renewed commitment to support the work of the college, because the work of surgeons is inseparable from the health, dignity, and productivity of our people. Let me also express my deepest appreciation to the volunteer surgeons who used your professional skill to put the smiles on the faces of my countrymen and women across the country. As was mentioned, there's an outstanding bill, and I've discussed with the Minister of Health, and you kindly submit the bill to the Minister of Health. We will take up. We will take up that cost and still express appreciation to you for what you have done. Ladies and gentlemen of the West African College of Surgeons, the West African College of Surgeons exemplifies what our sub-region can achieve when professionalism, shared standards, and a common purpose guides our efforts. As an institution affiliated with the West African Health Organization, the college embodies the spirit of regional cooperation that our ECOWAS community must continue to strengthen. Over the decades, WACS has trained and produced a significant proportion of the surgeons serving across our countries. For this enduring contribution, I convey the appreciation of governments and people across our entire sub-region. It is fitting to acknowledge the pioneers whose vision laid the foundation of this great institution, including Dr. Victor Anoma Ngu and Sir Samuel Manua. Their foresight continues to benefit generations of specialists and countless patients they serve. As a host nation, Ghana is proud of the contributions made by Ghanaian surgeons and teachers to the college's growth and specialist training across West Africa. We recall with profound respect the late Professors Emmanuel Augustus Bedu, Emmanuel Kwe Achampong, Edward Kofi Donko Yeboah, George Reku Brobe, and John Kwateboy Mamon Kwati, among many other eminent West African pioneers whose scholarship and mentorship strengthened surgical training and service across our sub-region. Their legacy reminds us that progress in healthcare is built on discipline, mentorship, and service, and that behind every institutional milestone are individuals who paid a personal price so that others may live, learn, and thrive. Today, I recall with solemn respect Professor John Kwateboy Mamon Kwate, who, together with his two younger colleagues, Dr. Isaac Bensi and Dr. Benjamin Osei Wiafi, tragically lost their lives while returning from a surgical outreach program in Sunyani. Their sacrifice remains a powerful reminder of our collective duty to build systems in which access to specialized care is not determined by geography and where quality of service are available to every community. The theme of this conference, capacity building in surgery, is both timely and compelling. Capacity building must be understood comprehensively. It is not only about producing more surgeons, it's equally about strengthening the teams and the systems that support safe surgery, including anesthesia, nursing, diagnostics, blood services, sterile supply chains, critical care, and reliable referral pathways. It also requires robust clinical governance, continuous professional development, and regulatory frameworks that protect patients while enabling skilled practice. The government remains committed to strengthening these foundations. We'll carefully study the recommendations coming out of this conference and work with stakeholders to implement those that require immediate action while developing structured pathways for longer-term reforms. We also recognize the need to expand and upgrade health infrastructure across our countries in the sub-region. At the same time, we must be realistic about fiscal constraints many health systems in our sub-region face. This calls for sustainable and innovative financing and service delivery models, including responsible private sector participation that safeguards equity, quality, and affordability. Governments working with professional bodies and training institutions must explore practical mechanisms to support newly trained health professionals in establishing viable services, particularly in underserved and unserved communities, while ensuring appropriate oversight and adherence to standards. In building capacity, inclusion must be central. Gender equity in surgical training and leadership is not only a matter of fairness, but also a practical necessity for stronger, more resilient health systems. I therefore encourage the College to maintain deliberate measures that promote female participation across all surgical disciplines through mentorship, supportive institutional policies, and training structures that enable excellence alongside family responsibilities. The future of capacity building will also depend on how effectively we harness innovation. I'm encouraged by the College's embrace of information and communication technology in training and examinations. Conference sub-teams such as artificial intelligence in surgery, innovation in surgical education, and the application of technology in clinical practice reflects the direction of modern medicine. When deployed responsibly, technology can strengthen education, improve clinical decision-making, facilitate mentoring, and enhance quality assurance to the ultimate benefit of patients across our countries. Closely linked to innovation is research. Evidence-based practice is indispensable to clinical excellence and sound policy. This conference provides a valuable platform for professional networking and international collaboration that can strengthen research capacity, mobilize resources, and accelerate the translation of evidence into better clinical outcomes. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, we must also confront the renewed migration of our skilled health professionals, which is placing increasing pressure on our health systems across our countries. Our response must be deliberate and practical, improving working conditions, strengthening career pathways, enhancing professional recognition, and creating environments in which health workers can thrive and choose to serve, while also developing structured avenues to engage the expertise of professionals in the diaspora. Universal access to quality healthcare remains central to our country's development aspirations. Financial risk protection is essential to ensure that illnesses do not lead to avoidable hardship for families. That's why in Ghana, we're implementing the Ghana Medical Trust Fund that the minister just spoke about as a key pillar of our national response to non-communicable diseases. The fund supports treatment for priority conditions, including cancers, chronic kidney disease, and cardiovascular diseases, conditions that impose heavy clinical and financial burdens on families and health systems alike. Crucially, the fund is also structured to strengthen the supply of specialist care. Beyond financing treatment, a defined portion of the resources in this fund are allocated to training specialist doctors. In doing so, we're not only responding to today's needs, but also deliberately investing in the specialist workforce required for timely, safe, and high-quality care in the years ahead. Specialist training does not advance in isolation. It advances through common standards, shared facilities, accredited training platforms, and sustained regional cooperation. We'll therefore continue to look to the West African College of Surgeons, its national chapters, and its accredited institutions as strategic partners in shaping specialist training, strengthening quality assurance, and building a resilient surgical workforce in our country and across our sub-region. In surgical care, timely access is critical. Trauma, obstetric emergencies, cancers, congenital conditions, and acute surgical illnesses require prompt and safe interventions. When access is delayed, preventable disability rises and avoidable deaths occur. And families endure needless suffering, and this underscores the importance of your work and your advocacy. Distinguished guests, I commend the West African College of Surgeons for its unwavering commitment to excellence in training standards and service. As you deliberate, I encourage you to consider solutions that can be scaled across our diverse health systems, strengthening equity and access across our countries. While your engagements will be intense, I trust you will also experience Ghana's warmth and hospitality and enjoy the richness of our culture. Mr. President of the College and distinguished guests, it's my singular honor to declare the 66th Annual Conference of the West African College of Surgeons officially opened.